today. And so let's go ahead and pray. That way the mamacitas and the ladies who have to leave can get a little bit of what God put on my heart today. So, Lord, I praise you for the opportunity, Father, to share what you have put on my heart for these incredible women, Lord. Every gathering is intentional and purposeful for your good. May your word speak to our hearts and confirm what we have been seeking from you through prayer and petition. As we draw near to you, may your presence saturate this room. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So before we get to this song, I want to just do a little introduction. So it's a blessing to be together today. And I know that in this room, we value gratitude and we value the power of the altar and being in God's presence and having God's presence in our lives. Before diving into the word, I want to share with you a little short story about my dad, who has greatly influenced my walk with Jesus. So my dad cannot slow down. I don't know if y'all know that, but he is always in a hurry. He's in a hurry to leave, to go to the store, to go to an appointment, to go on vacation, to come to church, to return home. Like, he's always in a hurry. He doesn't slow down. This is my dad. Bless his heart. When we left the hospital in the middle of this year, he had a minor heart attack. He was already in a hurry to get back home. Like, there's a few of us like this, and it's not like a bad thing. It's just his natural wiring. Like, he's just naturally wired to just go. And so it's a funny reality that we can all relate to some degree. And we often have so much on our plates. And as in the busyness of life, we can miss the moment where God invites us to experience something deeper, something holy. So today we will discuss how we can intentionally slow down, build an altar of gratitude, and ultimately change how we see and respond to life's celebrations and challenges. So the central verse for today, so if you want to open your Bible and just have it ready, it's Exodus 20:24. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. So allow me really quickly to give you the Cliff Note version. And if you know anybody, Cliff Notes in college are a major win to any book. So Cliff Note, this is Annalise's Cliff Note version of the history of the altar in the Old Testament. So there are three reasons the altar was built. Number one, and I have to share these with you so that you understand the rest of this message. So number one, it was to offer sacrifices and worship God. So altars were places where people made offerings and sacrifices to God as acts of worship. Maybe they were seeking forgiveness or expressing devotion. And you can find this in Genesis 8:20 and Exodus 20:24. The second one was to establish a covenant with God. So altars mark critical spiritual milestones, including covenants between God and his people to signify God's promises. Wow, now we're feeling it, right? Now we're feeling this weight of the altar. And your references will be Genesis 12:7 and Exodus 24:4-8, if you're writing them down. And number three is to seek God's presence and guidance. Altars were places where individuals sought God's presence, guidance, and favor, often during critical moments or decisions. How many of us can relate to the third one, right? That's what we know growing up about the altar. And your references will be 1 Samuel 7, 9 and 1 Kings 18, 30 through 38. Although this information comes from the Old Testament, it is still relevant to today's lifestyle. God isn't asking you to bring peace offerings, to bring your sheep, to bring your oxen, to bring a ram and hike up a hill with your firstborn. You know, he's not asking that of you. He has made it clear that he loves you so much that he gave you his son, Jesus, in place of these Old Testament methods, and wants you to devote the most precious commodity of this modern era, which is your time, your time. So today we're going to focus on three main points, and you're welcome to write them down. Number one, we're going to focus on slow the moment. And it's funny how God gave me that word. I inherited the hurry, hurry, by the way. Number two, offer a sacrifice. And number three, he is a promise keeper and renames your sacrifice. So get your pens and your iPads ready, and we're going to get started. And before I dive in, now that you know the history and the weight of the altar, I invite you to make where you are an altar and enjoy this worship song. And as soon as it's over, you may be seated and we'll begin.
Blood of Jesus.
I love the end. Tell the world the treasure you found. Love that. So point number one, slow the moment. By the way, that was hard for me to go and then slow. But slow. Point number one is slow the moment. Slow down in life. You might miss what God has for you. We live in a very fast-paced world. We have to-do lists. We have carpools. We have work demands. We have many things pulling us in every single direction. But if we aren't careful, we can miss the very presence of God because we're too busy moving. In this fast-paced world, it's so easy to forget to slow down and be in the presence of God. In Exodus 20:24, God speaks about building an altar, a sacred place where people could slow down and connect with Him. People could pause, reflect, commune with God at the altar. We have an altar at church to slow down, to connect and reflect with God. At the altar, so many powerful moments are created. People are released from hurts and shames. People are being saved here, and lives are forever transformed. And as I grew up in the church, I just remember my mom always saying, whenever you cross that line, you have reverence. There is power at the altar. Psalm 46:10, we all know it. Be still. And know, recognize, understand that I am God. It's a simple but profound command to be still, to take a moment, to slow down. In our busy lives, it's easy to overlook what God wants to do in our hearts. But when we pause, we give space for God to speak to us. And that is easier said, but it must be done. See, Abraham knew the importance of slowing down and making space for God. In Genesis 12:7, it says, "The Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give you this land. I will give this land to your descendants." So Abram built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. See, he built the altar. He didn't rush. He didn't say, oh, thank you, God, for that word. By the way, I got to go. I have sheep to herd or a house to run or a wife to tend to. He was like, God just spoke to me and I'm going to build this altar. See, I remember holding the paper when I was accepted to grad school. I remember I was holding that acceptance letter. And I know now as I was studying and being in God's presence that when I was there crying and thanking God, that was my altar. When I gave birth to all four of my children, as soon as I grabbed them, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. They're yours. I was building my altar. When I walk into my work, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. That is my altar. When we make it home safely from church to there or from point A to point B, and we're home and we say, thank you, Jesus, for bringing us home safely. That is your altar. Praise God that His word says that He will meet you in every place where I cause His name to be remembered, and He will come to me and bless me. See, He doesn't say, see, this is how good God is. He doesn't say, oh, well, just because you remembered me, you still got to come to me because I'm the King of Kings. He is such a grateful, like gracious God that He says, even if you recognize me, I love you so much that I will still come to you. And not only that, I'm going to bless you. So Exodus 20:24, I want you to remember that. It says an altar of earth. It doesn't have to be, you know, make it a shrine. No, no, no. We're not worshiping idols. It's you being grateful, saying, God, thank you for this. Like right now, thank you, Lord, for this moment when willing and open hearts are ready for your word. Number two is offer a sacrifice. You're going to build an altar. The altar was more than just a physical place. It represented a commitment, a place of sacrifice, and a willingness to give God the best of what you have. So in Exodus 20:24, God instructs his people to build an altar. And it was on this altar that they were to offer sacrifices. Why? Well, because the altar is a place where we show God our love and our gratitude by giving him our best. Ladies, offering a sacrifice is a way to honor God. It's not about what we can get from him in that moment because his word says and he has a covenant with us. No, it's about what we can give back to him because there's so much more in store. Romans 12:1 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. What did we just do? And I'm going to tell you, I saw that verse in a whole different light. We no longer have to sacrifice animals, but are still called to offer our lives as living sacrifices. Why is that a sacrifice? Well, because God knows how, in our minds, hard it is to be still. You know? I mean, really, he's like, it's not hard for me, but I know it's going to be a sacrifice to you. So sacrifice it. And you're like, I don't want to. Not right now when I get home, right? I get it. We're not perfect. We've all been there. So we honor God with our time and our talents and our treasures. The history of altars in the Bible is rich. Abraham, Moses, Gideon, and Jacob all built altars and named them as declarations of who God was to them. See, Abraham called his altar, the Lord will provide. After God provided the ram in place of Isaac in Genesis 22:14. It was a memorial of God's provision. So Abraham called the name of the place the Lord will provide. When we build an altar, we acknowledge that God is worthy of our praise and sacrifice. All right, this is where, in the part of my study, and I wrote this almost a month ago, and it takes me about a month to just really tweak it and hear. And I love to just, I'm like ruminate on it. And this last week, the Lord was like, hey, do you know what sacrifice is in Hebrew? And I was like, no, let's ask Google. And so in Hebrew, the word sacrifice means drawing near. Make your life a life that draws near to God. Does this make sense now? The altar. Like now, like maybe to me, the altar was like coming together as a child to like now of like what the importance really of the altar. So we get to see more clearly why God wants us to sacrifice our time. He wants to be near you. He wants you. He doesn't want your ram and your sheep and your oxen and your firstborn. He wants you to draw near to him, to invite him to everything you do. And that's what the beautiful, you know, you begin to see salvation. I mean, the crucifixion and the salvation of Jesus differently. When God gave his son so that you can go directly to him instead of offering something in place of that. He was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want you, Melissa. I want you, Rose. I want you, Sister Stella, directly. I don't want you to have to sacrifice anything but yourself. So point number three is he is a promise keeper and renames your sacrifice. This is where the power of the altar really now begins to, you know, we turn up the heat here. Altars were often named to commemorate a significant experience with God, just like Abraham. These names reflected a new identity, revelation, or experience of God's goodness. After encountering God at the altar, something changes. And I want y'all to know that. Anytime you build your altar of earth, whether it's at home, where you're sitting, when you come up here, you are changed. You are no longer who you were before. Your perspective on life, challenges, and even the people around you can shift because you've met with God at the altar. Amen? You know, I've known a lot of people over the years who, when they walk up there, you know, you see them in one light, and then all of a sudden something transformative, I guess is the word, I just made that up, happens, and they walk back to your seat, and you're like, oh, wow, they look a little lighter. You know, they look different. Something happens. The old problems don't define you anymore. They are renamed through the lens of God's provision, God's peace and power. Isaiah 62:2 says, the nations will see your righteousness and all kings will see your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. Just like Jacob, who encountered God at the altar and was renamed Israel in Genesis 32:28, you are invited to allow God to rename your situation, your identity, and your future. No longer defined by failure, fear, frustration, but by God's promises and his power to transform whatever is heavy and too big and you feel too strong. Genesis 32:28 says, and he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Just as Moses named the altar, the Lord is my banner, in Exodus 17:15, and Gideon named his altar, the Lord is peace, Judges 6:24, you too can name your altar and rename your situation. As a place where God is everything you need as you draw near to him with your sacrifice. So what are you going to sacrifice today? What are you wanting God to rename? Maybe it's pain. The Lord is my healer. Maybe it's anxiety. Jesus envelops me. Maybe it's depression. The Lord is my joy. Provision. The Lord is my provider. Weariness, the Lord is my strength. Gratefulness, I remember the Lord my God. See, when we bring our problems, we don't want to take them back with us to our seat. When we bring our problems to the altar, it's because we want to lay them down. We're sacrificing that. We're saying, God, here it is. I don't want to pick it up anymore. And just like you did for Abraham, Jacob, and Gideon, and Moses, you're going to rename this for me because I don't want to carry that anymore. So take whatever is too shameful, too heavy, or it may be time to leave some things behind. Like you're just like, Lord, I'm just going to leave it there. Let God rename them. He will designate a new name for them in your spirit. I believe that. I believe that whatever you're struggling with, God will say, this is the name. And whenever that comes up, you kill it with the name that God gave it. When anxiety comes up, Jesus envelops me. When depression wants to sneak in, no. The Lord is my joy. So sisters, I want to encourage you today to build your altar of gratitude. Slow down. Offer your sacrifice. Draw near to God. And allow him to give you a new name, reflecting his presence in every situation of your life. And this is what I love about this particular study that I've been enveloped in this week as I've been ruminating on it, is it's not just like, you know, sometimes we get frustrated within ourselves, right? Or maybe with God, when you think, I'm going to lay this down, and then it sneaks up on you again. And you're like, God, why does that keep sneaking up? He's like, because you haven't killed it. You got to kill it. You know, like back then in the Old Testament, when they sacrificed the ram didn't wake up and say, bah, you know, no, it was dead. So, you know, it was a sacrifice. So whatever you're dealing with today, that you're wanting to come to this altar in a little bit and sacrifice, make sure you're ready to kill it. Because God's about to open your life to a new level, and you can't take that old ram and oxen, just a symbol, with you. It's got to stay. It's got to stay. And so I want to pray with y'all, and then there's another song that we're going to do, and it's by... it's called Gratitude, and it's by Brandon Lake, and I love it because it is really a moment between you and God. And you're welcome to make an altar where you're at, but to really envelop the study, I would love for you to take a moment in your seat and to think about what you need to sacrifice, whether maybe whatever, you know, we all have things, and that's between you and God. And I want you, when you're ready, to come and lay your sacrifice down. And if you would love to share at the end what God renamed your sacrifice, that would be beautiful. So let's pray. And I went really fast so that everybody could catch it. I didn't want anybody to leave without hearing that word. So Lord, before we were created, you knew, Father, that we would be gathered here today. Surrendering the beautiful blessings, the powerful moments in our lives, the painful moments in our lives, the heavy times. You knew, God, that this word was going to be needed in this season of our lives. So with a heart posture of gratitude for you ultimately sacrificing your son, God, and us being able to draw near to you, Father, directly, we don't want to take that lightly, Father. We don't want to oversee it or speed up over it, Lord Jesus. But we want to thank you, God, that we can come to you directly with whatever is on our hearts, whether it's a celebration or a challenge, God. Father, thank you for the altar. Thank you for giving us a place where we can meet you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here, that you are tugging at our hearts, and letting us know what we need to let go, what it's time, what we cannot take to the next level. God, you never leave us the same. And when we walked in a certain level of spiritual maturity, you want us to walk out even more mature spiritually. So, Father, whatever is weighing us down, is challenging, or whatever we want to celebrate, Father, and thank you for. Rename the sacrifice. Rename that moment of joy. And thank you, Father, for your word today, Lord. Thank you for allowing it to permeate through us. And Father, let us remember your altar, Father, that wherever we go, we can always remember you. We can always build an altar of earth and be grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
All my words fall short. I got nothing. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, we commend our souls today. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and for my heart, sing, oh, ooh.
Lord, isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Jesus. So we want to make space here. If you want prayer, come on forward to the altar. And I'm going to share my renaming and encourage you. Thank you. That was so beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you, Lord. So I'm sure there's a number of things that could be renamed, but I picked a couple of them, and I am renaming weariness. I'm sacrificing that, and I'm not saying I'm renaming. I'm believing the Lord is renaming it. Yes, rest and refresh. So we're reinterpreting, okay, rest and refresh, and discouragement is being renamed new vision. Because we can choose to look at these things in one way, I'm tired and discouraged, or when we sacrifice it at our altar of gratitude, it becomes, I'm going to rest and refresh and get new vision from the Lord. So that's what I got. So if you want to share, or if you want prayer, make your way on up, and we'll be happy to.
The Lord always works with me in pictures and in a vision. And as I was up here, as he was singing, picture the robe, I saw Jesus coming to me. And with my hands up, as I was sacrificing these things, I heard the Lord renaming them. And there was like a gentleness, and God said, you will never find perfect peace except right here. You will never find true abundance except right here. See, sometimes we feel that, you know, and it doesn't go unrecognized for God, but He wants this like this from you all the time. For you to just remember Him and be in His presence. We feel like, you know, we're here to work, 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 work. And no, we're here, yes, to work and to share God, but to really be with Him so that we can share Him with peace and joy, not share Him with like, oh, somebody wants prayer, you know, I'm tired, you know, but God says, seek me. So when they want prayer, they see me in prayer. Seek me and worship me. So when your sister needs you, you're there and I'm there. You know, that is what we're here for. So one of the things that I laid down was my hurry, hurry, hurry. And really, if I'm honest, I believe that this message was, I mean, all of us, right? But I feel like it was me. And I remember, you know, as I was driving over here, I got here, Sister Rose is here, Pastor Melissa, and I said, I've been crying the whole way over here because I asked in my spirit for God to dance with me. And He said, I will always accept your invitation to dance. He wants to be that number one always in your life. And so I sacrificed hurry, hurry, hurry. And God renamed it, I lead you. I am the God who leads you. And so next time I want to hurry, hurry, I'm like, okay, God, lead. Let me get out of the way, and you lead, and we'll go. I'll follow. So I hope that God really spoke to your heart and whatever you sacrificed today. And if you need prayer, we're here to pray with you. And thank you so much for the gift of your time.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. All right. I tell you what, ladies, what we'll do is we'll linger a little bit here at the altar, Sister Annalie and I, if anyone needs prayer. Otherwise, if you want to, you can go ahead and we're going to bless the food. And thank you, everyone who brought food. We have some delicious tortilla soup and the trimmings available and the German chocolate cake and what have you. So we'll bless the food and you can make your way back there. And otherwise, like I say, we will keep the altar open for a little while here in case someone does need prayer. So Father, we just thank you so much for this beautiful time in your presence at your altar. Father, thank you so much for that word that has penetrated deep into our hearts. We will not forget it. We will apply it. We will live it. And Father, I just thank you now that you bless our food, you bless our water, you take sickness from our midst, and you strengthen us, Father, for your service and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.